Well, it is now 7:08 p.m. I say we get started.
Okay.
Meeting begins at 7:08 p.m. I'm calling it to order. First, we do our old business. Vince, you're up. Approval of the March 30th, 2022 board meeting minutes.
Yes, I sent out a copy to Joe. Did you receive it? I think I sent it
I
out
do,
to you.
so let me forward that to the board.
So why didn't we see it?
Exactly.
I'm gonna forward it to you two
When was
right
that
now.
sent to Joe?
Just now.
Oh, it was just now. So we don't get to
About
read it before?
I
Now you
meant to
have
send
it.
it to I meant to send it to everybody, but I was in a rush.
Now you have it.
Now,
That was
I
supposed to
have
be
a
10 weeks ago,
question.
wasn't it?
Sure.
I have a question. With the last board meeting, you said you had both March 30th and May 25th board meeting minutes done, and that you would send them around. It's been 2 months since the last board meeting. How come you didn't send it to us prior to this so that we could review them, make sure they're correct, and just approve them in this meeting?
My understanding was I'd get them done before the next board meeting, as stated.
Well, no, you said at the last board meeting you already had them done.
I
There
didn't
are
have them
no,
finally.
there's no votes on this.
Their votes.
Well, maybe I'm missing them.
I tried to follow Joe Gaines' legal standard. The first one is a little long. The second one is a little more concise. Forgive any grammar or spelling errors.
Well, see, that's what we would have caught and could have corrected and have been ready to roll with at this meeting.
I don't think there's no votes on this May
There.
25th meeting.
Well, so if the minutes don't look complete, now we'll review them and after the meeting, and then or
No, we I
review
can't put
them.
on this.
Yeah, we can approve them at the next meeting, or we can approve them by email.
Or we can
Well,
do an
you
executive
said we have
session.
to approve them in an open board meeting, and so
Well,
that would
in a
push it.
perfect world, we're just kind of getting behind on the minutes.
That would push it to November 9th.
There's no votes on the 1 minute, so 1 minute, and I'm not going to read them now. We should have had them before now. Keith, what's your recommendation?
We have to be able to read them and make sure they're correct before we approve them. So since we don't have them prior to this meeting, I say we get them and read them and get them corrected for the next meeting because there's no way to do that here without wasting everyone's time.
Right.
Okay.
That's the only thing we can do.
Yeah.
All right.
And
So.
so And this is the thing that annoys me. What I think we should have the what we should be doing with minutes, and I did this with the July 27th minute meeting minutes because I told Vince that I would do them for him. I sent them out the literally the day after we had the meeting, and I sent them again like a week or two ago for everyone to review. So no one sent me any corrections, so I'm assuming that those are okay.
Well,
I
I
also
never.
let me, let me finish. Let me
I never
finish.
got those meetings
Let
minutes.
me finish. I also because I did not see any minutes that Vince put out until just now. I actually haven't seen those yet either. Did the 3:30 and 5:25 BOD minutes myself, but it's Vince's job, so we'll go with Vince's minutes, and that's fine. But we've got to make sure they're right, they're spelled correct, all that stuff. So
Understood, but why didn't you contact me direct? You have my phone number. You just
I
called
told you
me. Just
that
in the making,
all
you're an
communication would
adult.
be done via email, so there's a paper
Moving
trail.
on. We it
But
didn't
you
happen.
guys
It didn't
communicate
happen. So
differently.
So it didn't happen. It was Vince's job to do it. He said he would do it. He did it after the beginning of this meeting, so we didn't have him to review. Now no, we
actually,
need
they
to
were done them. Before the meeting. They were done. Most of it was done already.
They were not sent for people to review before the meeting started. We got them after the meeting started. We didn't have the opportunity to review them. We would like to review them before we vote on them. This is not the That's time fine. To do it because other people have things to do tonight.
Correct.
So complete. We're not voting on him. I would not vote on him because I haven't seen them.
So I say we vote on
him
at the next meeting.
I apologize for being late. You should have clarified.
Okay.
I thought I had until the meeting. I can show you the recording. I agreed.
I'm done with the excuses. They should have been done before now. We talked about it at the last meeting. And then you said the last meeting that they weren't done. And it's like, we just need to move on. We're moving on. What's correct. Next?
Agenda? I think that's a good plan.
So okay. I sent around the 27th board meeting minutes. And they're here. They're also posted on bphoa.info. I'll request that we approve these minutes.
I haven't read.
When did you send those? When did you send
them out? Twice. I sent them around on July 28th, and okay. I sent them around. I think it was a week or two ago. So if you didn't read them, it wasn't because you didn't get them. I sent them to you. I sent them to everyone on the board.
I motion to approve Keith's minutes.
I second. A second.
I would like to review them first.
A second's been heard. Mr. Secretary, will you please poll the board?
How do you vote, Keith, on
approving? I vote yes.
Minutes. And you, Molly?
I vote yes.
Okay, those are approved. Okay. So update on the mailbox lighting. One of the things I noted when I was doing the version of minutes I did on March 30th is that Vince said he would send a link around to us board members about the mailbox lighting he was looking at. I never received it. Could you please send that again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So there was a few options I wanted to go through, but it depends on what type of, I guess, budget and lighting we require.
Okay. Again, we can't see what you know. So we have to have at least a visual idea of what we're looking at. So if you could send the link around so that Mo and I can look at it, we can all get on the same page and decide what to do. Now, I also have a little bit of an update on that, as I went to the Double Creek Post Office last week. And I talked to Jacob, who was behind the desk, and he talked to Johnny, who's one of the supervisors at that post office. And he said, as far as lighting, as long as the lighting isn't attached to the post office boxes themselves, they don't care what we do.
Right. And that would require a post. So the ones that I was considering, the cheapest options do attach to the actual, they require a stable platform to mount them to. Okay. Otherwise, we'd have to install a pole.
I have a question about that. So I know that we talked a little bit the last couple of weeks about how Bradford Park doesn't actually own any common areas. So if we put a post in, which I think is a good idea, it would be on somebody's property?
Probably city property. We would probably have to get approval from the city, which is also what Jacob told me.
Okay.
So how do we do that? How would I go about that?
You need to contact the city and find out who at the city deals where with the area that the post office boxes are mounted, and ask them if we could put a light there so we could illuminate those post office boxes and help deter crime.
Okay. Well, we would also need a permit, since we'd be digging in the ground probably 3 foot. So we would be
doing it on city property. So yeah. The city would have to give us a permit to not only to do it, but also to actually do the work.
Well, and they would need to mark, because I know that on The on across Bradford Park from where I live, I don't know what side of the street that is, as far as directional, but a gas line runs along Bradford Park through the neighborhood. I know we don't have gas, but there is a gas line over there.
Okay.
So we would need it to be, we would need all the utilities to come out.
So would I need to call code enforcement, the people who actually do the permits?
Well, I think you would have to call, I'm not sure who at the city. I would just call the city and say, look, our HOA, you know, you're the secretary of our HOA. We're looking at putting in some lighting around the 7 mailboxes that are in our subdivision. They're all on city property. We would like to know what it would take for us to put a light there so that, you know, that's solar powered, so that we could put a light there to help deter crime and help people who get home after dark to see their, to get their mail. And then ask who do you need to talk to? You talk to a few people at the city and it won't take long. They'll literally say, well, you need to talk to so-and-so in this department. And then that person may take you to another person, but you, by the third or fourth person, you've got to the person you need to talk to.
Hopefully. All right. What about the alternative? All the mailboxes are near personal property with fences. What about asking the owner to attach it to one of their fence posts?
I don't know. Well, what happens when the owner moves? Is it have to be? It would have to be like an easement or something.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
If somebody bought the house and they understood that was there, then I mean that's there.
Yeah. I would say it would probably be a better idea to do it on the city property. That way, we don't have to worry about homeowners.
Okay. I'm fine with it being on the homeowner's property if they agree.
As an option,
if the city is like, you know, you can't do it here, or there's like something in the way,
liability or something like that.
Whatever. Yeah. If there's like a gas line or a power line or fiber wire or whatever could be there.
Okay. Moving on. Mo, 3-0 update.
We're having 3-0. I was going to ask Joe, did you get an invoice from Smokey Mo's?
Yeah, invoice has been paid.
Okay, good.
The next thing is call Smokey Mo's with that invoice number and verify that they received the check. And then once they say, yes, it's all been paid for, then you have confirmation, maybe even with that person's name. But yes, that invoice has been paid.
Okay, awesome. I contacted the people who will bring the bounce house and the cotton candy machine and asked him if he had an invoice ready for me, and he said he would email it. That was this morning before 6, so I was surprised he was awake.
Yeah, that's perfect. Then I'll get all those invoices paid ahead of time, and then there's no concern about money. Somewhat related, I gave all the gift cards or check for the gift cards to Keith. And so then I assume you have that and you're able to.
I do. I have it, but I'm not going to cash it until I get the gift cards so that I have
a reason
to present with it. So I haven't taken that to the bank yet.
I'm marking that off my list.
All right.
So, okay.
Okay. And then at the last meeting, you said you were going to ask Neighborhood News if they received that CSV file that I sent you.
I didn't ask them that. We had other issues with Neighborhood News, and I didn't get that. I'm so sorry.
Because the last Neighborhood News, we only got one, thankfully, but it said resident.
Oh, well, I did go back to them and say, could you just send one? And they said, we do only send one. And I said, no, you don't. So I did. I mean, we didn't handle that, but I didn't send them your file. I guess they figured it out.
Okay. And at the last meeting, someone asked if the Neighborhood News could send the newsletter via email instead of postal mail.
I think that's an extra fee.
Okay. And now I'm up. We've already done the minutes for the last meeting. The broken email box or email box, listen to me, the broken mailbox over on Bradford Park near Elizabeth Ann Lane.
It's a bigger project than it should be, anyway.
Say again. Sorry.
It's a bigger project than it should be.
Well, I went up to the Double Creek Post Office and I talked to Jacob, and he told me some things that are interesting. First, he says, he literally told me, he says, "You're talking about the one on Elizabeth Ann Lane?" I'm like, "Yep." And he says, "Yeah," he says, "it's already been ordered, but I don't know when it's going to be installed." I said, "Great. You have an idea when they'll get you notice that it's going to be installed." He says, "No." I said, "Great." I said, "Well, we've talked about, because we've got several homeowners that are concerned about that mailbox." And I said, "You know, if we could fix it, we would." And he says, "Well, several HOAs actually have bought those mailboxes. And, but he says, they're expensive. They're like $2,000 a piece." And I went, "Really?" Because we were told we couldn't do that. And he says, "Oh, no, you can." He says, "As a matter of fact, if you buy it, we'll actually put it in. Once you have the box, we'll put it in." I'm like, "Okay." And he said that he did not know when that box that has been ordered would be sent to us. He told me, gave me a little more clarification, because then earlier when I called the post office, they said that it was, Johnny told me at the time that there was they subcontracted the maintenance of mailboxes to a company in San Antonio. That's not exactly what Jacob said. Jacob said that there is a department of the post office that is headquartered in San Antonio that does that for all the entire region. And that, you know, they basically order mailboxes. When they get them, they call, "Hey, we're going to be installing mailboxes." And they don't know when they're going to get that call. It just happens when it happens. So I said, "Is there anything we can do to make things go quicker?" And he said, "No, not really." I did give him my name, my number, and my email address. And he said he would try to contact me when he finds out when that mailbox is going to be installed. So that's as best as I can get for that mailbox right now.
Okay, well, it's the best we got, right? It's encouraging that it's
ordered
in the works. I don't know.
It's only been broken since February. So, yeah.
Well, if it comes before Christmas, we'll put a big bow on it.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
There you go. The next thing is about the maintenance of the fountain at 2615 Andres Way. I called. I never got anyone to respond to me. I'm going to have to call them back. And I also contacted the city about the widening of Gaddis School Road. And let's see, I got some notes here. I left the message for Bill Spablin, S-P-A-B-L-E-I-N. And I ended up leaving a message for him. He called me back, ended up leaving a message for me. And he says that we are in segment 3 of that expansion of Gaddis School Road. It's going to be a 6-lane divided highway with right and left turns. Now, I forget exactly the term he used, but we will only be able to, from Bradford Park Drive going on to Gaddis School Road, only be allowed to make right turns.
Mm-hmm.
But people on Gaddis School Road who are turning onto Bradford Park Drive will be allowed to make a left turn onto Bradford Park Drive. So in essence, in order to get out of Bradford Park, you either have to use Andres Way or Donnell Drive or Bradford Park to get out of here. And to, if you're going on to Gaddis School Road, you'll only be able to make a right turn.
Okay.
So that's that. I didn't get an estimate of when it was going to happen, but it's on Round Rock's website.
I have a question. Is there any way we can get a light there?
Probably that close to Via Sonoma.
Not sure. We're pretty
close. It's really close.
Yeah, it is.
It's really close.
Probably not, because they usually do traffic studies to put in lights. And with that new expansion of Gaddis School, it'll probably change the traffic patterns enough that we won't need a light there.
Maybe it'll cut down on people cutting through.
No, I don't think that's going to happen either.
We said that when they put in 45.
Yeah, right. Basically, I think that Bradford Park Drive is a cut through between High Country and Gaddis School Road. Although once this change goes into place, people will only be able to make right turns on Gaddis School Road. So, you know, if they go the wrong way, they're going to have to end up going either up Andres or back up to Bradford Park onto High Country in order to make a left turn onto Gaddis School Road at the light there. And let's see, I have also print, notarize, and submit approved policies and send originals to HOA attorney Mr. Brown for filing a request and request a filed copy for our records. I did that. I have a receipt too. I'll send it to Joe. I think it's a little over $35 for the notary and sending it to Mr. Brown. They think they sent it. If you go to Postnet, I think they sent it by default by FedEx or something. Anyway, it was like $35 and some change for sending that to him. I already got the document back from Mr. Brown. He told me that he also sent a copy to Joe. Joe, you got that, right?
I'll have to look, but if he said he sent it, he sent it.
Okay. And I've put a copy on bphoa.info under Section 209 policies.
Okay.
And the neighborhood garage sale is now on bphoa.info. If you'll give me just a second. Would help if I could type. And I got to move this thing out of my way. But down here, right here, Saturday, November 5th, 2022 at 7, that's supposed to be PM, not AM, fall garage sale. I'll correct that. Wait, that is A. It's supposed to be 7 a.m. What am I
talking? Garage sales are early in the morning.
Yeah, you're right. So it is correct. Never mind. It's been a long day. So that's what I've got on my stuff. Is Jamie here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. I'm here.
Okay. Jamie, you're up. You said that you would ask your Boy Scout troop leader if the troop would be willing to paint the house numbers at the curb for Bradford Park.
Yeah, I sent out a mass email, but I didn't get much response. But that's okay because my son was excited about it and said he would do it.
Okay.
So it wasn't a whole lot of people. So we'll get it done. We just got to figure out, you know, when and how to get the stencils and the paint and stuff.
Yeah, you just check them out from the library. But again, we started looking at this several months ago, and that's when I looked it up, and they're building a new library. So I don't know what kind of transition mode they're in. Honestly, if we're doing a bunch of houses, we might be able to just cover it. I don't know.
I'll make a call to the library. I'm sure it might be someone there might be able to tell me. I'll give them a call and ask how it works, or if they're still doing it, or if we have to wait for the new library, or what's going on.
Yeah, it was on their webpage.
I have a question. How do you sign up for that if you wanted to get your house?
Well, I think first we need to get people that are willing to do it, and then we'll just offer a couple of weekends.
We said, in the newsletter, it said if you want your curb painted with your address to send an email to change BPA, whatever it is, changebphoa@gmail.com. And so we have about 7 or 8 people that have responded with that email saying they want it done. So I have those emails saved in a separate folder, and I was just waiting until we were ready to do it. And then I was going to email them back and make sure they still wanted it done, but it was sent to every house in the newsletter. And I think an email was sent out a while ago as well, but it was quite a way. It was quite a while ago.
We can always do flyers on doors too, and just have them circle yes or no, check yes or no, and then leave it on their door if they are interested. You know,
that if anyone is here that wants it done and did not see it in the newsletter, just send an email to changebphoa@gmail.com and say, I want my curb painted, and I'll add it to the list.
Thank you for doing that, Jamie.
Yeah, no problem. I thought we would get more, but that's all right. You know, once people start seeing it get done, then they might go, oh, hey, how can I get mine done? You know, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I want ours done. I didn't respond, but I want ours done too. So.
Me too. I didn't respond either. I figured we'd all do it as a project, but because it's
we can. I was expecting there would be probably 6 or 7 Boy Scouts that needed the hours, but we just had a court of honor, and there's been about 6 of them that has already gone up to Eagle Scout, and so they've already done all their volunteer hours, so there's not really a lot of people that need it, but James was just excited about doing it. You know, give him some paint, and he'll do anything. So, and then Lorray and I were like, okay, well, we'll show you how to do it, make sure he does it right. So y'all want to help? It's starting to cool off outside, so whoever wants to help is fine. We'll just pick a weekend, but I'll find out about the materials, and if for some reason the materials are in disarray, then maybe the board can just spring for it, but we'll figure it out.
Right. Okay. Cool. Okay, and any questions about that?
No questions. I'll call this week and at least find out about the materials.
Okay. And the other thing for Jamie, you, I think, sent us an email saying that you talked to your ACC committee about the security measures policy because we deferred it to this board meeting from the last board meeting. And I think you said that the ACC committee doesn't have an issue with it. Is that correct?
That's correct. We went over, I talked to every other member of the ACC, sent it to them. They all looked over it, and no one had an issue with it. So I don't have an issue with it. So it's approved on our end.
Okay.
So it's up to y'all.
I don't think I have that in front of me. So let's see if I can pull it up real quick. Well, maybe not. Watch, it'll pull up like 6 of these now. And nothing.
In fact, we already had a homeowner that was asking about, some homeowner was having an issue with their neighbor and wanted to put a divider fence in between. And so I sent her a copy of that saying, this is what's going to be approved. So whatever you do, it's going to have to follow these guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not sure if I told you in writing, but I'm not sure if I texted you or I emailed you, but all ACC's on board. So,
okay. So I can't seem to pull it up right now. I did have it up at the last board meeting. Did everyone, and I also sent it out. Did everyone, you should have been able to read it because I sent it out. I say we approve it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember reading that. I do remember reading that because we had a lot of questions about it.
So I make a motion to approve the security policy written by the attorney.
I'll second. I'll second that.
Vince has seconded it. Mr. Secretary, please poll the board.
Molly, how do you vote on the security fence measures?
I vote yes.
And you, Keith?
I vote yes.
I also vote yes. Motion carries.
And it's passed unanimously. I'll get that signed by Jamie, and then I'll sign it with the notary, and then I'll get it sent to Mr. Brown to be filed at the county and ask for a copy as well, like I did the last time. So also, in executive session in the last board meeting, we were looking over the books, and there were several, like 7 or 8 low balances on the books that looked like they were erroneous due to the billing error we had earlier this year. And so the total of those balances was less than $400. Molly and I voted in favor of zeroing those out. Vince voted against it. By law, we have to make that known to those, to the homeowners in attendance.
So I have a question about that. So I put that in the previous, well, that when these votes happen in the executive session, am mm-hmm. I allowed to put it in the previous meeting, or is it discussed in the next meeting because it's executive?
That's a great question.
So say that again. I'm not quite sure.
Joe, I did. So we actually voted on that during the last executive session, right?
Correct. We have to announce it in the next board meeting, which is what I just did. So
is that wait, is that included with, so I actually entered that into the meeting notes during executive session. So if somebody read the previous meetings, they would have seen the votes there also.
Right. That's fine.
You're required to do both.
Any votes that we do in executive session have to be in the minutes.
Well, but Joe said there is no minutes.
In the minutes from the from that day, or do they go in the minutes from this meeting you're notifying people?
Yes.
They would be the ones.
I think they would be in the minutes of that meeting, but they would be approved at the next board meeting. Follow me? Because like if anything we do in executive session this meeting, When Vince does the minutes, he'll put that we voted this way on this topic, who voted for what and what the vote was. And then when we have the next board meeting, we'll approve it. And we'll actually say in the board meeting, because we have to by law, anything we do in an executive session that requires a vote, we have to announce it and it has to be in the minutes.
Okay, so executive session votes that are announced in the following board meeting are recorded in the following board meeting.
They're recorded in the previous,
so both places. Are they recorded both days?
Legally, are they required?
Pretty much.
Okay.
We say that we announced it that we, for instance, we voted in executive session 2-1 in the last board meeting. In the, I think I put this in the minutes for, 7:27. It's in there for executive session, what we did. And then I put it here on the agenda so that we announce it.
Everything's fine. That's perfect.
Okay.
Okay. So I do have a question about that. Since we did zero that out, I looked at the balance sheet. It doesn't look like my account was ever taken care of.
I think what you're looking at is from August.
Last month, right?
Yeah. I had a question about that too. Can we talk about that in executive session because it deals with
okay.
Your personal account. Yeah. We don't want to talk about your front of everybody.
Right. And it's on the board packet. And I also sent the results to all the board members previously.
Right.
So it's taken care of.
And I put in here another reminder about 3-0 on October 4th, 2022.
Repeat that. I'm sorry. I
don't understand.
3-0, what's that?
National
Night Out.
Oh, okay.
I just put it on the agenda at the very bottom. Reminder about 3-0 on October 2022.
Okay.
Yes.
Making sure everyone knows it'll be Tuesday, October 4th over here in the park. So I think it's at 5 p.m. Sounds right. Anyway, we'll be over here in the park. You have the fire and police coming?
Yes, I did. I had, they had a Facebook post and I went to their link and I signed us all up and I filled out the whole form and I hit submit and nothing happened. So I gave it about a week and then I sent an email to Jackie, who's the admin for community affairs at the police department. And she said that she did not receive it. So I did it again. And I got an immediate automatic response that our request was accepted. She was going to have and I couldn't attend, but she was going to have a meeting for neighborhood leaders who were going to participate in that. Jamie said he might go, but I don't know if they made it or not.
Okay.
And I did have the fire department come to another social event at a HOA down the street, and it was very well received. If you're doing this for the children, I would recommend that if the event starts, what time did you say, Keith?
5 p.m.
Yeah, we're 5 to 7.
Don't have at least the fire department there at 5 p.m. because no one shows up on time. So bump the fire department back a little bit so there's actually people there.
They're like, when they do this, because I've done this several years from the other aspect, they have lists that they put out to the first responders, and they literally, they're like, these are your 8 neighborhoods and these are their time frames, and they just try to hit in that time frame. You really don't have any control on National Night Out.
Either.
I mean, I wish we did.
They're going to be busy that day.
Yeah. The reason ours is so early is because we do not have electricity and lights at the park.
Okay. That makes sense.
So the sun goes down and we're done.
All right. Have people get there at 5 o'clock so that they get to see the fire department, because they put on a good show for the kids.
Yeah. We had them
there. And I think you got a bouncy house there for the kids too.
We do. And the popcorn, we have the same people we had last year. So the popcorn machine and the cotton candy machine, which is my personal favorite. But anyway, I think he said he's going to bring a couple tables as well. We can borrow some from where I work. And Smokey Mo's is all set up. We're just going to do the same thing we did in December because it was easy. And it was easy for people to walk around with their sandwich and didn't have plates to balance. It helped with our trash, and are we going to have the ice cream that was left over from our ice cream social?
Yes, I am taking, my wife is threatening me. She says, if you don't get that out of my freezer, I'm going to throw it out. So I'm going to take your freezer or your cooler, and I'm going to HEB that day, or probably an hour or two before, get some dry ice, throw it in there, throw as much of that ice cream as I can fit in there, and then wheel it over. So
you just need one block, because they're going to ask you how much you need. So you really just need one block. Otherwise, the ice cream doesn't fit.
Okay.
And it'll cost between $15 and $20. They weigh it. They have to pick it up and weigh it.
And I'll submit any receipts to Joe to be reimbursed. I also have, I also have the tickets that Joe dropped off. Joe requested that whatever we don't use.
Thank you.
And they're blue and red. We have both blue and red. And he requested that whatever we don't use, we give back to him. So
Do we want to, do we need a sign-up sheet? I think that's in my list of things to do.
You've done pretty much all of this, Mo. You've done all of 3-0. The only thing I'm doing is bringing over tickets and getting dry ice.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is, do you want a sign-up sheet?
If you want, because then we could tell who showed up and who didn't.
With their email, so like their name and email and address?
Yep.
And I can create that list with a push of a button. So if you want me to email you a sign-up sheet like we used at the annual meeting at the church, it'd be identical to that.
That's a great idea. That'd be awesome.
And we can do it by last name of homeowner or by address. Usually last name of homeowners.
Probably by address.
Okay.
So, and then we can check email addresses while we have it.
Have the people supply their email address. I still don't have very many.
Right.
Okay.
We're at the end of the agenda. Homeowners, do you have any concerns?
I had a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Maybe
property. I just want to learn. Can you hear me?
Alan was speaking.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Alan, because he was speaking.
Joe, what is the annual fee? Since I know it was changed, but what is the new annual fee?
Are you asking what HOA dues are?
Yeah.
Keith, you want to take that?
Yeah, last year we approved $170 for the HOA dues.
Right.
So that's what it is for 2022, is $170. I want to show you If you haven't paid your dues, I actually have. Okay, come on. The stupid thing.
Yeah, we paid the dues. I think I worked with Joe and things were, because we would usually do it the year ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
Things got juggled and I have a slight negative an amount in the account.
That's a credit.
Yeah, because I didn't know what it would be. But anyway, maybe you can say when is it due? Is it already, because it used to be at the end of the year, but anyway,
right. Tell me
what it is and when it's due.
Well, the problem with this year was we changed property management companies.
Right.
And
right.
The previous property management company didn't play well with the new one. And so they kept all of our documents, which is, yeah. We never got that back. So we talked to our HOA attorney and he says, look, if you can live without them, live without them. And so that's what we decided to do. Yeah. So the dues, and again, I put this on bphoa.info, which is brought to you by the change bphoa at gmail.com team. Anyway, this is the stuff for people if they haven't paid their dues. This is where you can go. It's right up here under important information, where to pay it. They were due on February 1st, but we suspended any negative account activity through July 1st because of there was all kinds of problems.
Right.
So, yeah. And so basically we haven't set the amount for next year. We'll probably do that either this month or next.
Okay.
And then we'll announce that.
Okay.
And I did confirm your balance, Alan. You are correct.
Yeah, no, I think
if you have a negative number, that's a credit.
I have a slight negative number.
Right.
But that's fine. And I understand the confusion because you guys went through lots of headaches and I can appreciate that, what you're going through. But anyway, in a month or so, you'll decide what the annual amount will be. And
for 2023, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay. Any other homeowner concerns?
Mengisti Debasu had a question, was talking earlier, Keith.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just new and I just want to introduce myself and I just want to learn about the association. And if you have anything to give me, that would be great. I just moved today to the property.
Well,
oh, welcome.
Welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah.
Thank you.
What street?
Yeah, what location? What's your location?
2706 Vincent's Court.
Vincent Court, okay. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Vincent Court.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, I need to learn a lot and it was great to learn for the first time here. I just saw the post on the street and I joined the meeting.
Thank you for your interest.
Just so you know, my team and I maintain this website, bphoa.info. And if you scroll down, you'll see these numbers. These numbers are years. This is 2022. And so if you click on that, it shows you if you need to need an ACC improvement request form, it's there. You can click on it. And it'll come up on your screen. You can print it out. Tells you what you need to do. Okay. Anything from the board of directors, I keep this stuff here. You can either listen to a board meeting or watch it if you want to. If you want to see a past one, also the agenda minutes are out there. I combine them once they've been approved by the board. You can also do that for past years. Same thing. Now, my team and I didn't take over the board until the 29th of last year. So you'll just see minutes prior to that date. But also under here, under perm docs, which is permanent, the governing documents for our HOA are right here, from amendment of restrictions to comply with Texas property code over. Astro, that's enough. And you can actually just pull these up and let's do it. My dogs are going off quiet. So you can you can literally look at our documents right here. So if you have any questions or you know, anything, you can look at that there. Also on bphoa.info, if I can scroll, not easy scrolling around with this stupid touchpad here. At the top, and again, I got to move this out of the way. My email address is right here. My name is Keith Lindsay, and you can reach me at calicom@gmail.com. It's right there on the site. So, or you at the very top, there's a changebphoa@gmail.com. That emails the entire team. And so you can contact either me specifically or the team as a whole. And if you have any questions, we'll answer them to the best of our ability. But there's all kinds of stuff here. For instance, tonight's board meeting, once it gets the computer does its thing with the video and audio, I will make a copy of that available on bphoa.info under the 2022 BOD tab. So you can actually see what's going on with the HOA at a glance. And I try to keep this as updated as possible so that when if you need anything, it's right there. The collection policy for like if someone doesn't pay their dues, it's right there. Invoices that we've paid so far this year, that's right there. Newsletters, if you've missed any newsletters, they're right there. The Section 209 policy that I referred to earlier in the board meeting, it's right there. And also there was some stuff that Round Rock puts out periodically. I try to keep that on there as well. Also, let's see if I can get this up here.
Hey, Keith, I was just going to say, I've had homeowners that have had questions about like home improvements and stuff before they fill out paperwork. Is there a way you could just toss my email address in that ACC folder or something for people that have questions that might want to ask a question before they actually fill out paperwork?
Yeah, I could do that.
Just so they'll know, okay, there's Chairman ACC if you have any questions before. And it might save someone from having to fill something out twice.
Okay. But anyway, this is all here. And then over to the left here, if you wanted to go and do a Williamson County record search, you can actually do that. And it actually takes you to Williamson County right from this right from our website, as well as the Texas Property Code. The chapter 209, all of that stuff's over here too. So it's not very pretty, but it is very functional. And so if you want to get any information, anything that we have, it's basically right here.
Great. That's a lot. And I will go through that website and learn more. And thank you. Thank
You're
you so
quite
much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So make sure you register at Joe's website to look at your current dues, and they have ways to pay.
Town Square.
You're going to get a welcome packet in about a month after closing, and it will have my email address and contact information. It'll show you how to get on Town Square. Email me in about a month, and I'll get you your account number, and that's what you need to set up your Town Square account. And that's where you can pay your bill and get updated information about what's going on in the community.
Okay, that's great. That's important. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for asking. Keith, you have a couple items in the chat.
Yeah, Keith or Joe, I just had another quick question because I wasn't familiar with that website, but I'm, you know, the Town Square I'm familiar with. So to get onto Keith's, the one that you're talking about, what do you have to do to register that? Or
you don't have to register anything. It's publicly available.
Just go to it and then you can get all the information. Cool.
Yeah. It's bphoa.info. And so anything you want from there. Also, I've got this in a database, which is kind of cool. And it took it out of here already because it had today's board meeting right up here.
Right.
Because it's passed, because we're in it now, it's no longer there. But there's usually, it'll put a link on there to that board meeting. So, and I put it out there 14 days prior to the board meeting. So the next one's going to be on November 9th. So 14 days prior to that, there'll be a link on here for everyone to go to, including the meeting ID and passcode. Because we, unlike our predecessors, We actually put out our board meetings at the beginning of the year for the entire year. And if for some reason we need to change them, then we can change them. But we haven't had to this year, thankfully. So we're able to put those out. And then I put them in the database. And when the 14 days comes up, it automatically goes there. You can literally click on here and it'll take you to Zoom to launch the thing. So it's really kind of nice. It's a, like I said, it's not real pretty, but it is real, real useful.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, cool. So in the chat, I'd actually answered that. Somebody asked if they needed to register for the garage sale. And I didn't realize that I just answered her, even though she asked everybody. I apologize. But there's no need to register. I just put signs out that morning, and we put it on social media. I'll put it on social media and a couple of different places, and whoever wants to participate can participate. I like to drive around and just see what all people are selling and just to meet people, but there's no reason to, or no need to register.
Cool. Any other homeowner concerns? Anything more in the chat? Because I don't have the chat before me, so I can't read it.
No, you answered all my questions.
Okay, good. By the way, we've noticed that there's been a lot of people's lawns that need mowed. Please mow your lawn. That's the best way to put it. If you don't, you're going to get one of these nasty letters saying, please mow your lawn. Because it helps make the place look nice. If someone for some reason can't mow their lawn, let me know. I'll see what I can do to take care of it for you.
We have people in the neighborhood that offer to mow lawns for people who can't do it. So there's always somebody to help.
Yeah, and I've done it several times for different homeowners. So, you know, if you need something, let me know. Being that it's cooling off, that's good for me, because when it's really hot, I wait till dusk. Because then it's cooler, because, you know, I'm a big man, 350 pounds, and heat and me don't do well, so.
I do have to add one thing to that, though. I don't know what those stupid things are that shoot up so fast. I used to think they were weeds, but I asked a landscaper guy one time, he goes, oh, no, that's grass, but it just seems to happen at the same time every year. It's not through the year. Maybe that's because the grass is so, it gets thick any other time and it chokes them out. Those, I mean, I have my, and for people that have lawn services, like I do, they come every 2 weeks, and somehow it's like right after they cut it, then boom, those little things shot up. I'm like, luckily they're coming tomorrow to do it. But I just like to say the difference between someone not cutting it and those stupid little things you're seeing everywhere, even on the side of the highway. I if anyone knows what they are, I tried to ask and see if there was something I could treat my yard with to kill those and not the real grass, and they said no. So I'm not sure quite what to do about that.
Well,
it's just like there, it's just seeds. Like it's seeds. When it rains, it's like, ooh, let's put out some seeds, and that's all that is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's because of the amount of heat and lack of water we had over the summer. The grass is making up for lost time. So I think that's kind of what's going on.
I don't know. These look like weed shoots or something, but it's only been over a week, and they've shot up like over a foot. I'm like,
yeah.
Anyway, if you see my yard, they're coming tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
I've had several complaints about people not mowing their lawn. So if your lawn needs it, please mow it. If you can't, let me know. We'll make arrangements to get it done.
Cool. I like it. I like it a lot. What's next?
We're still in homeowner concerns. Anyone got any other concerns, questions, compliments, whatever?
Complaints. If you have a complaint, talk to Keith.
Yeah, thanks.
No, I think you're doing good.
I appreciate that, Alan. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to give an update on what you had kind of preliminary found out about common areas or not, but I can wait till another time, I guess.
Well, I talked to the HOA attorney and I recorded it and I sent a copy of the link to both of the directors. And one of the things that's been a barrier, because we've been talking about dissolving the HOA for at least a year, probably over a year now. And one of the things that is a barrier is common areas, because one of the hardest things to do when you're trying to get rid of an HOA or trying to dissolve one is get rid of the common areas, dispose of those common areas. So I got with our HOA attorney and he did a virtual walkthrough of our entire subdivision. And the HOA does not own any common area in Bradford Park. Even the area that we can currently mow is owned by the city of Round Rock. So I asked him, does that mean, do we still have to maintain that? He says, well, you likely have maintenance responsibilities for that. So I'm looking into that as well. But I will find out. But if that is true, then I'm pretty sure it is, that we own no common areas for the HOA. That's one less barrier to dissolution of the HOA. And then I need to look at other things. He did suggest at the time that we poll the electorate, poll the people who live here, the people who own homes here. Do you want an HOA or do you not? And let them make the decision. And we need about 200 responses saying yes to move forward. So, because I think the number is like 187, but I'd like a little comfort, a little comfort room in there. So if we got 200 responses saying, yes, we don't want an HOA, then we could find out who those people are and then move forward from there. We would also have to change our declarative. And then it would cost, I think he said, between $7,000 and $10,000 to dissolve the HOA. There may be an additional cost for everyone's deed to be updated. So if there's any reference to this HOA or an HOA, that would have to be changed on those deeds. And then once that's done, then we just have to have a vote. And the vote, again, is 187 to get rid of it. So I'm still looking into it. It's taking time. I know some people were much more, they wanted things to happen faster, but these things take time, especially if you're going to do it the correct way and make sure that this thing can't come back. Because if we dissolve, it's done. So that's what I'm looking at.
Keith, what I would suggest is, I think a lot of the homeowners probably don't understand, other than a cost, you know, is one thing, but it would be good to have two columns saying, you know, either what are the benefits, or so you compare what are you gaining or what are you losing,
mm-hmm,
to have like a homeowners or not.
Yeah, pro con list. Well,
predominantly, and again, this is just a you know, quick and dirty kind of thing,
right? But
predominantly, you pay HOA dues so that if, you know, Johnny on the corner paints his house bright fuchsia or rainbow colors or something,
right,
instead of you having to sue him, or a group of homeowners have to sue him into compliance, because you're always going to have deed restrictions, right?
Right.
Instead of you suing him into compliance and spending your money to do that, you spend a yearly cost to an HOA who basically tells him, no, you can't paint that color. You're it's against the rules. And they basically go to court for you. That's the big deal. It right. used to be that our deed restrictions were ahead of Round Rock City ordinances, but this HOA has been around for 26 years. And so that is no longer the case. Round Rock's deed restrictions, for the most part, caught up to our deed restrictions. For instance, if someone is mowing their grass and their grass is standing 3 feet tall, it's quicker and easier for me to call to report them to the city than it is to the HOA, because our HOA doesn't have fining capability. It never did. The builders, when they built this place, because I was at the meeting when the original directors were there, said that they deliberately did not give the HOA fining capability. So we don't have the ability to fine people. We can send them letters till we're blue in the face.
Right.
Excuse me. The other thing we can do, and the only thing we can do, is enter onto their property and do it for them. And if we do it for them, then we can charge them for it to their account. And then if they don't pay it, then we can go through the legal means trying to get that back. Right. But this is Texas, and people tend to have weapons. You step on someone's property without permission, bad things can happen. So HOA or not, we don't want that to happen. So again, it's easier to contact the city and say, hey, you take care of this, please. And to be fair, they are very, very quick about doing it. The most I think it's taken for them to take care of something that I've reported has been 2 weeks.
And if I can just add a quick, if I can just add a quick note to that, to what he's saying, Alan, as kind of an experiment and a data collection type of thing, most complaints, well, that the board has gotten over the past, well, I'm not sure, or recently, they've been handling through the city. So it'd be nice to see after about 6 months, if all the complaints that they've had and been able to handle has been through the city anyway, because it's through ordinances or whatever,
right?
Then that just goes to show you that most things can be handled through the city and not through the HOA. So it's just kind of a data collection, I think, at this point.
But I think we may know all the consequences of having a homeowner's or not. And, you know, you have your CCNRs and so forth, but it would be good for the people to make a decision that they know, you know, the consequences, so that you have maybe, you know, we need to just summarize a couple things in two different columns and say, here's the good news and here's the bad news. You know, there's always a trade-off, because people may just think, well, we really don't need a homeowner's, you know, a management company, but they really provide services, and it costs money. And some people may just think of, you know, the cost and thinking, well, everything will happen hunky dunky, but to work out those details, you know, is another factor. So
yeah,
I would just suggest if we can do a summary, you know, and have two columns and say, because people don't realize all the services the homeowners provide perhaps, and some of the services will be done in a different way. So at least the people understand what they're getting into if you dissolve the homeowners association.
Right. Did you do that in a newsletter that y'all always send out to put the pros and the cons?
We can. I can do that for my next article.
I think the board is still in collecting. I mean, they want to know everything, you know, trying to see about what all the questions would be asked. You know, oh, well, what would you do about this? What would you do about this? So it's not before I think the board wants to send out something. They want to be able to have answers to all the questions that are going to be asked. And if someone asks a question like, oh, well, what would we do about XYZ? The board wants to already have the answer to that. And so that's why they're seeing exactly what the ordinances are, what the HOA can do that the city can't. So that it would be a more complete list and you'd have more information, because there's a lot. And I assume at some point they'll probably hold a town hall, maybe rent and just let everyone, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As opposed to just a Zoom board meeting, probably should have a town hall and just get everyone together, or after they send out a letter stating like what you said, here's the pros, here's the cons. But I'm sure something might get missed, and a town hall would probably be beneficial at that point, but I'm just spouting out ideas.
Actually, that's an excellent idea.
My experience with the city is that their rules are a lot more, should I say, not as stringent as an HOA. So when you're talking about getting them to cut yards, they allow the grass to be a lot longer than what the HOAs do. So the yards are going to look tacky all over if you don't, if you just rely on the city to take care of it. So that's my concern about eliminating an HOA that might be able to get letters out to people and start getting those grasses cut, those yards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that we've run into before, because I do agree with that, the thing is, anybody can report a yard to the city and the city will address it directly. Yep. With the HOA, because we have no finding capability, we send out a letter. And then the next time they drive through is a month later, and then they send out another letter. And so by then it's 2 months. So as a homeowner, you can call and say, hey, this guy's yard is like perfect for snakes and rats. That's all you have to say. And code enforcement comes out pretty quickly and determines whether or not that yard needs to be taken care of.
But actually what they told me when I said that, they said, well, rats is a natural occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I said, well, yeah, no, but if you cut the grass down, it will mitigate some of the problems with rats. Because I'm having rats in my yard because the guy behind me won't cut his backyard. And it's almost 3 feet tall.
We have rats. We have rats, too, because people around us have sheds. But I've called on people in the neighborhood while I was on the board because I didn't want to wait for the property management company to send out letter after letter, because we have to give them so much time between letters for them to take care of the problem. The city has always taken care of it very quickly for me.
Here's the thing I wanted to show everyone. This is the city's website, and they actually have where you can actually, for different things like code enforcement, city violation, whatever, you can literally just kind of click here and, it asks you, what are you looking for? And you can literally go through here and say, okay, tall weeds, grass, private code violation. It'll ask you for the address. It'll ask you for a description and add a photo, and you click submit. And I'm telling you, literally, I get an email like the next working day, and then they send an inspector out. And if there's a problem, they'll go and knock on the person's door. If the person's not there, they leave a door hanger. And if they don't receive a response within, I think, a week, then they send a letter to them from the city. And that usually gets people's attention because the city can fine you. I can't.
What is a fine for something like that?
Let me add one thing real quick on that, because everyone's familiar, I think, by now with the properties. They got rezoned beside us. I can't remember what it's called, Westview. Y'all know over by Fellowship Church, all the 5-acre lots, they've been zoned to commercial, whatever. Well, I called and talked to the real estate developer, agent, and attorney over there for them, and was mentioning about our situation and possible dissolution. And the problem that we have in what he was suggesting we do, which we would, is that he was like, well, your HOA has no teeth. And I think most people know that now. They get a letter that, so our HOA can't fine. And his suggestion was that, well, you need to get enough people there to change the bylaws to where you have fining capability so you can have some teeth and you can start fining people. And I was like, that's not gonna happen. I mean, we went through that whole rigmarole already. And so, you know, his only solution was, well, you gotta be able to fine people in order to get them to comply. So we can send letters, and we have, till you're blue in the face. Some people, I think, has got 3, 4, 5 letters. And the people that know that they can't be fined because of it and are just not that good of neighbors, I guess, will just throw them away. But like Keith said, when someone from the city comes and knocks on your door, which, someone might leave their trash cans out too long, the city will come by because it's a safety issue, knock on the door and they're gone the next day. So yep. I don't know. It's an uphill battle, but I understand your concerns. We're trying to figure it all out because
we want our neighborhood to look nice. I mean, I want my neighborhood to look nice.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So regarding the fining, has anybody ever been fined, and what is the fine for not taking care of your lawn? Suppose. I mean, what's in the maximum HOA? Fine for that? No, not with the HOA. From the city, who can come by?
They don't mow. They've mowed. They've gone to people's houses and mowed.
So how much do they charge you for?
I don't know. I don't know. But that's something that they take care of with the homeowner. That's none of our business at that point, as long as they take care of it.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And if you own the city, you're going to pay the city.
it's going to go on your taxes probably.
What do they do, you know, when we have a drought and we can't water, you know, and then the lawn dies, it looks terrible. I mean, they can't do anything about that because we're by the law.
Well, the lawn doesn't actually die. It goes dormant. It turns brown and it goes dormant.
Yeah, the city doesn't do anything if you have no grass. They just do something.
Yeah, I disagree. My backyard's been dead for years since the last drought that came through. I couldn't keep it alive, and it's never came back. It's a mess. But my front one, I've kept alive.
You know, Keith, my final thoughts on, you know, having a comparison. Most management companies have all the services that they provide. Mm-hmm. So as a starting point, what I would do is have just a checklist and say, here's all the things that the management company does. And, you know, at least you can see what are all the services they provide. And then if you don't have that, there's another column that you can say, no. But then there's additional things that, you know, there's a cost and there's not going to be a cost or whatever it is. So at least a starting point is look at all the services the current company we're using. And at least we can say, here's all the services we're going to lose. And this is what we're going to gain, or, you know, so that's a good way to start at least.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need help, I'll be happy to, you know, work with you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Help is always appreciated.
I might take you up on that, Alan.
Okay.
What address are you at, Alan?
You can get me at 4astock@gmail.com. So the number 4astock@gmail.com.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Hey, Keith, I got to get off here, but I do appreciate all the help you've been doing. You do respond to me very quickly. I appreciate it.
Well, that's the thing, is that the previous board that we had didn't respond to anybody. And so if someone contacts me, I try my best to get a hold of them as quickly as possible. So
I thought this meeting was helpful. So thank you, but I got to get off here. So thank you. And y'all have a good night.
You too, sir.
I'm going to say goodbye also, and you did a great job, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
So do we need to close the meeting and go to executive session?
Well, we go to executive session, and once we get out of there, then we close the meeting. So if there's no more homeowner concerns, which are there any more homeowner concerns?
Nope, I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Okay, so would everyone leave the meeting that is not a board member?
Right. Please leave the meeting if you're not a board member.
I'm trying to leave.
It's hard to leave when you can't find the door.
Sounds like a...
It is a song.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at the screen and I only see board members.
Okay, good. So
do we put the time that we go into executive meeting?
Or yes. Well, mm-hmm. Let's just do it. So the executive session is starting at 8:21.